This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And we are going to tackle all the questions this hour about, did we turn the tide? Did something actually turn, or was this just kind of a one-off thing? Some guy is kind of sad that Trump won. I'll explain. All that, is DeSantis going to be AG and more? Let's dig into the questions. Dear Oracle, I want to enjoy a wonderful election result, but I'm a big skeptic. What do you see for the next 4 years? We know the rhinos will screw us over and cede the ground we won. At the same time, the commies will do everything to burn the country down. Will Trump even make it 4 years? Okay, so the guy goes on to talk about coming economic collapse and things like that. Okay, so first, remember, you can be happy this week. We're going to have, and I'm not going to dance around the question. I'm going to answer it. I am. But be happy this week. We won't be happy for all 4 years. You know that, and I know that. You're a grown up. No matter how old you are, if you listen to this show, you're more grown up than other people. I mean, we are super mature here. But seriously, you get it. There are good days. There are good weeks. There are bad days. There are bad weeks. Here's what we can expect. Here are the good things. Let's focus on the good first. We'll get to the bad in a moment. The good things we can expect. Well, first of all, the border itself. We got word today already illegals, you know how they get in these big caravans and head north? Already illegals are leaving the caravans and going back south because Donald Trump won the election. Already they're thinking, well, screw it. Trump keeps talking about deportation. And let's actually discuss that really quickly. Remember, we've talked about this before. One of the greatest tools in deportation, in immigration, in border security, however you want to put it, one of the greatest tools actually are words, because all these people from all over the planet who want to come here illegally, they have CNN too. They have NBC too. And when Democrat after Democrat after Democrat step up to the microphone and talk about how welcoming they're going to be, when they step up, when they turn on CNN in Zimbabwe and they see Joe Biden say this, they get a plane ticket.
I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
That's a huge deal. That's actually a national security risk that Democrats talk like that. It's not nothing. Oftentimes, words can be nothing, can mean nothing. rhetoric when it comes to the border means so much. And understand why that is. Think about how little you know, or I know, make it about me. Think about how little you or I know about actual border enforcement at different locations along the border. Now, I admit I've been down there and I know a bit about it, but think how little you know about where they come, where they don't come, how the processing looks, what the actual laws are in the different places. Think how the little detailed intricacies of it. Think how little you know. You're a hyper-informed American who consumes news in various ways, and you don't know that much about it. Now, what does Pepe in Madagascar know? Nothing. What he knows is the couple little snippets he sees on television from politicians. So when he gets CNN and it's translated into whatever weird language he has, and he sees Joe Biden talking about surging the border, that's all Pepe needs to see to get a plane ticket or hop on a boat and get over here and get his butt to the border. And vice versa, when Donald Trump continues, I'm so thrilled he's doing this. I am so thrilled he's doing this. When he continues his rhetoric of mass deportation is coming, mass deportation is coming. I'm warning you right now, mass deportation is coming. Well, Pepe in Madagascar hears that too, and he says, gosh, well, I'm not getting on a friggin' boat for that. Rhetoric is the best border security on earth. It is. So, okay, I got off on a tangent there. The border will become secure again. It will. They will gain control of the border. We know that. There will be deportations. There will be a lot. I have no faith that there will be millions of them. I just do not. I hope I'm wrong. I'll be thrilled if I'm wrong. I think the American people's will likely break under the communist propaganda that will come once mass deportations get here. But I could be wrong about that. But even if I am, there will be a bunch of deportations. And I talked to a guy, a former special agent from ICE today. They're already putting into place plans. The Trump administration, the incoming team, plans to hoover these people up en masse. And it involves working with state and local authorities. Now, this is only going to work in red states, right? Because we already have, well, here was Governor J.B. Pritzker of Illinois today. Look, that state and local authority thing ain't going to work in Illinois.
To anyone who intends to come take away the freedom and opportunity and dignity of Illinoisans, I would remind you that a happy warrior is still a warrior. You come for my people. You come through me.
Well, you have no choice but to go through him. You can't go around him. Either way, that's that point aside, there will be deportations. Millions? I doubt it, but there will be deportations. And this might be the best thing. The deregulation of the economy. It's a nerdy, wonky thing, but there are two reasons. There are two main reasons why Trump's economy exploded until COVID when he screwed it up. The two reasons his economy exploded were the energy, we'll get to that in a second, and the deregulation of the economy. Trump got in there and started deregulating things, slashing regulations. He put in a rule, you must slash two regulations for every one you add, which it before anything else, that just exploded the economy. Regulations are hard to explain for people who've never been in the business world, but every new hoop, every new form, every new license, every new this is money and time and money and time, and it weighs the entire economy down like you're trying to swim across a pool with Whoopi Goldberg on your back. That's what regulations do. Regulations are Whoopi Goldberg on top of you while you're trying to swim. That's what they are. He took Whoopi last time and he tossed her over to the pool. Tossed her over to the side of the pool. That's what he did. He deregulated the economy. He will, again, unleash American energy. In fact, Europeans announced today they're going to start buying American oil and gas instead of Russian oil and gas. They announced that in response to Trump being elected. So again, that's going to go well. Those are the things we can count on. Now, the thing I'm not sure about, I don't know how it's going to go, is the actual draining of the swamp, or what is that, firing of government employees? I personally say we need a lot of arrests. I don't think that's going to happen. We're not quite there yet as a country, but there are many, many, many criminals inside of our government who've committed criminal acts. They've used their government rules and government power to commit criminal acts. They should be arrested. Many of them are inside the FBI. But setting that aside, I don't think we will get arrests. I don't. I do think we will get some clearing out, some firings, and possibly significant firings. I brought this up yesterday. You know, I would tell you if I felt differently or if I saw differently. I've never been shy about criticizing anybody, Trump included. You are well aware of that by now. I don't wave anyone's pom-poms. Trump's transition team is so much more professional and laser-focused now. They are in serious interview talks. And not only that, they haven't backed off the campaign rhetoric like they did last time. Last time it was all drain the swamp and this and that and this and that. And then as soon as they got elected, it was, well, let's just get along. Apparently that Trump learned a hard lesson, and there's no more of that. They intend to attack the deep state. DOJ, FBI, CIA, EPA, NSA, go down the list. They intend to attack it. There will be firings. We already have the FBI coming out. So, McCabe came out and said, well, we're very, very worried. What does this do? We will get that. Now, there's going to be some negatives, okay? Let's touch on the negatives, and then we're moving on. I want to do other Ask Dr. Jesse stuff, and I don't want to be negative on a day like today. Before we do that, let's talk about the good side of spending money, because we're about to talk about the bad side of it. I'm sorry, when I talk about GovX, I get a smile on my face. I didn't know about GovX. I'm embarrassed to say I did not know. It was a friend of mine told me, I think it was last year, that as a Marine, I qualify for a free membership. If you were current or former military, current, former law enforcement, or a family member of those, you get a free membership to GovX. Go just put up govx.com right now on your phone or on your computer. Go look at it. It's just a sea of awesome, of everything you could want. They have nutritional stuff, workout gear, optics, knives. You need some work boots. I mean, cruises. You want to go on a cruise? Take the old lady to a concert. Go get a fat discount, 20, 30, 40% off. Last thing I bought was 50% off. It was a special. And when you use the promo code Jesse, you get your first $15 off. You get $15 off your first purchase. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, bumping to tunes here on a Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, an amazing Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And let's finish up that talk. The guy asked, what can we expect? And I told you what the good we can expect over the next 4 years. I believe we will get some swamp drainage. Sounds like Trump's team is taking that deadly serious. The border will be secured. We will have deportations. We can quibble over how many there are going to be. We will have deportations. The economy will get better. It will, because of Trump's belief in deregulating it. And because of his belief in American energy. He said last time I saw him speak, you know how RFK Jr. is going to be involved in his administration and the FDA and stuff like that? Or RFK is also one of these big greenies, like he hates oil and stuff. Trump flat out said on stage, he's not going to have any say in that whatsoever because we disagree and we're going to go get that, what did he call it? Liquid gold. So all this, even if you're sitting there saying, well, I'm not involved in the oil industry. Remember what we have right now. Inflation is always bad. Inflation will probably not be reversed. Just pause. I know that sucks, but listen, it probably will not be reversed. If you want to lessen the impacts of inflation on your life. If I want to lessen the impacts of inflation on my life, how do you match that? If the value of the dollar is not going to go back up, how do I catch up then? Well, wages going up. When you unleash American energy, it is so much money for everyone, not just for people at Exxon or something like that. It's so much money that gets injected into the economy. It spreads into places you don't think it spreads. It spreads into places where you don't think it matters at all. Oh, but Jesse, it doesn't matter to me. I'm just a school teacher. Yeah, you a public school teacher? What pays your salary? Taxpayer funding. What pays for new books, new this, maybe a raise next year? Taxpayer funding. How do you end up with more taxpayer funding? You end up with more taxpayers paying more in taxes in your area. How do you get that? Money injected in the economy so people move it. It spreads to everybody. The rising tide really does lift all boats. Those are good things. Now, on to the bad things. Inflation is not going to be reversed. Yes, I think there's a chance it can slow down. But reversing it, going back to where we were, is probably not something that's realistic. Why, Jesse? I don't understand. We just took everything. Well, you know, we talk about the debt, this huge amount of debt we have as a country. Well, part of the reason we have so much inflation is we borrow against ourselves and we print and print and print and print. We try to print our way out of the problem we're in. And printing of unbacked money, that's what brings about inflation. So maybe you're saying, okay, well, let's just stop spending that much. So much of our federal budget, so much of our spending is pretty much engraved in stone. Whenever you say cut spending, people will yell at you. Understandably, they'll say, well, stop foreign aid. Well, let's stop foreign aid. Okay. I'll give you that. I agree. A lot of that foreign aid needs to stop. But before you yell that at me or anyone else, go do a little internet search, will you? In fact, I'll do one with you right now. Do an internet search as long as you're not driving. And we'll look it up together. America federal budget pie chart. Pie chart. You ready? I just hit search. Now, what do you see? It's cut foreign aid. Do you see foreign aid as a single significant piece of that pie? You do not. Oh, it's a little sliver. It's nothing. The gigantic things that have to be cut in order to reduce the debt, reduce the deficit, to reduce inflation, are things that cannot be cut. Either by law, they can't be cut, or by political will, they cannot be cut. The huge things that will get inflation under control are things that are untouchable. I know it's kind of a disastrous situation. I don't mean to be Debbie Downer on it, but it's a disastrous situation. It is. They have put us on a course. Many, many, many politicians, both parties, over decade after decade after decade, have put us on a fiscal course that is disastrous. And that can be helped by Donald Trump helping the economy. It can be helped. We can make that easier. Can it be avoided? I don't know. Back to the deep state thing, too. We'll wrap this up because I'm going to move on to other questions. This is a lot else to get to. Someone on MSNBC, Chris Hayes, he said this. Don't ignore
it. The House, we're not going to know for weeks. But it's possible that Donald Trump and the Republicans will have a trifecta as they did in 2016. Mm-hmm. In which case, the bulwark, against whatever overreach there could be and whatever those depredations might be, and I think they're going to have a tendency to overreach if they do, is the kind of thing that's democracy between elections, which is the work of civil society. It's the work of the Fourth Estate. It's the work of institutions. It's the work of citizens. All that super important stuff.
What's he saying there? We need the FBI, CIA, NSA to step in like they did before and stop Donald Trump. These organizations are so powerful, Republicans are scared to defund them. What might be coming from there? I don't know. But I want to move on and talk about other stuff. It's getting too dark. Before we get light, let's talk about what happened in Amsterdam last night. You pay attention? There was a pogrom in Amsterdam last night against Jewish people. It was friggin' awful. They decided to launch a terror attack because they haven't been able to launch a significant one on Israeli soil for a while. So they just went foreign, and it was awful. And the International Fellowship of Christian and Jews, they've been the ones out there trying to stop this stuff. And when this stuff happens, they've been trying to make sure Israeli people survive. Help them. All right. You want armored ambulances over there protecting people? I can't believe that they live in a country where you need that. IFCJ provides those. Bomb shelters, they provide those. Firefighting equipment, which is necessary, they provide those. The IFCJ is out there trying to be the shield. Go to supportifcj.org to learn more and give. Or call them 888-488-IFCJ. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's a good point, Chris. I think we've got some teenage rebellion in the house. So yesterday, it was James's birthday, right? Yesterday was James's birthday. James is my oldest son. He turned 16 yesterday. And we kind of have this rule with the kids. We don't do big, elaborate birthday parties and things like that, but we do have a rule that we've pretty much followed. We will go out to eat that night, and you can choose wherever you want. I know you're going to find this shocking, but I am usually quite influential in the restaurant choices. The wife flat out blocks me that night. The kids are given, you want to go out to eat? You go out to eat. So James has, I think for almost every year, for 10 years, James chooses Red Lobster because he's his father's son, baby. And so we already assumed we were going to go to Red Lobster, which, as you well know, works well for this white trash guy. I love me some Red Lobby. James says he wants to instead stay in and order pizza. And I'm thinking, okay, guess he just doesn't feel like going out. No big deal. I'm a little bit bummed, to be honest with you. I was looking forward to some Cheddar Bay biscuits and dipping it in the shrimp scampi butter. And you know how we do it. I was looking forward to that, but no big deal. Yeah, let's order some pizza. Where do you want it? Now, you already know that in my household, we believe in Little Caesars, right? Little Caesars even has a new thin crust that is, oh gosh, it is so good. Don't shake your head, Chris. They have this crazy bread. I know you know about crazy bread. Everyone, I would hope, knows about crazy bread. And they have, even Jewish producer Chris can back this up, even though it's not kosher, they have these pepperoni rolls. Chris, Corey, the pepperoni, see, they're both nodding their heads. These little pepperoni roll things, they're kind of these round things where they're crispy on the edges. And on the inside, they have pepperoni and cheese and mozzarella, like a little mini just crunchy ball of deliciousness, okay? And you take some ranch and you dip them in that. We eat Little Caesars in our house. Last night, he gets to choose. He chose Pizza Hut. And I was racking my brains to think about it. Who would ever choose low-grade Pizza Hut over something classy like Little Caesars? Chris said he's rebelling. We're finally getting into that teenage rebellion stage where he's throwing my values back in my face. Chris, I'm losing him. I don't get it. Jesse, I voted for Trump, and I'm sad that he won. Don't get me wrong. It's good that Trump won. I just don't think America has learned its lesson yet. We got a lot of work to do, and I'm afraid everyone is going to go back to sleep and think we got it fixed. Where am I wrong? I don't know that you're wrong, but I don't know that you're right. There is a concern, a very legitimate concern, that all the people who had enough of all the commie crap will now look at this wonderful night we had on Tuesday and say, oh, whew, thank goodness we put a stop to that, and go back to doing what they were doing. That is a very, very, very legitimate concern. However, I have seen a difference in the right. In the last 2 or 3 years, I have seen a commitment by the right to get involved locally in ways that I have never seen before, to get involved in ground game stuff that I have never seen before. My email inbox is full of people who have gotten involved, and they sound like they intend to stay involved, because a portion, it looks to me like a significant portion of the right, finally has started to understand that this is a generational battle that goes well beyond one presidential run. Yeah, we had a great Tuesday. Woohoo! We still have a million battles to fight. Like we've said a million times, saving a country is a process, not an event. We have a lot more battles to fight. I hear what you're saying, and I share your concern. Are people going to get complacent now? I do share that concern. But I've seen an improving right. That's the way I'll put it. We are trending in the right direction. Now, look, I'll come back to this thing we've been talking about a lot. The Senate GOP leadership race. The Cornyn versus Thune versus Scott race in the Senate. And I've had so many people email me, Jesse, why is it just these three? Jesse, why do all these leaders suck? Jesse, why this? Jesse, why? Why can't it be this guy? Why can't it be that guy? Why can't we have better Senate leadership? Well, I'm going to move off this because it's a little bit of Daddy Jesse, and I just feel like being Happy Jesse this week is such a great week. I'll just say this, and I'm going to move on. All that enthusiasm you saw last week, Monday, Tuesday, legions and legions of people. I not only voted for Trump, I dragged my cousin along. Jesse, I got a Trump sign in my yard. Jesse, I went out, I knocked on doors. Jesse, I registered 50 new Republicans. Jesse, Trump's going to do it. Trump's going to do it. Woo, MAGA, 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 Trump, 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 MAGA, MAGA. That's the kind of energy it takes to win back a country. Are we going to have that kind of energy the next time the Republican in your red state has a primary? Is that energy going to be there when John Cornyn faces a primary in Texas in 2026? Is it going to be stop Cornyn, get Cornyn out, stop Cornyn, we gotta stop Cornyn? And is John Cornyn going to be roundly rejected by his party for his sins? If the answer is no, well, that is why leadership sucks all the time. John Thune is able to do the loser things John Thune does because the loser GOP base goes out and votes for that loser every single primary. John Cornyn is able to be a loser and stay a loser because he has no fear of his loser GOP base, who goes out and returns him to office soundly every single time he has a primary. Well, I met John Cornyn at an NRA banquet. I gotta vote again. Pathetic. These guys who destroy us, who we claim we hate, they get 75% of the primary vote every time they're up for it. As soon as you see all that MAGA energy channeled into bouncing rhinos out in primaries, that's when you will start getting better leadership in the House and the Senate. You have garbage leadership in the House and the Senate because these guys in safe red seats don't have any fear of you. None. And their feelings on that are completely justified. We have proven to them over and over and over again, these senators can screw us over for 5 years, and then in an election year, they'll spend $80 million bragging on TV about how much they love guns and deporting illegals, and we have proven time and time again, we're too lazy to go to the polls or too stupid to go to the polls and vote against them. Until we change that, they won't change. It is up to us to change the face of the GOP. And the only way you change the face of the GOP is primaries. Voting for Donald Trump once every 4 years does not save a country. And it doesn't change the direction of the GOP. We did good. We did good. Again, I'm moving off of this. We did good. And we're trending in the right direction. Let's get that energy towards bouncing these career losers who spend all their time in Washington kneecapping our agenda. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about AG, shall we? Let's talk about why communists destroy things. Let's talk about Tunnel to Towers. Here, I got this from this guy. Jesse, in honor of victory this week, and because of an ad I heard on your show, I decided to celebrate by making a monthly donation to Tunnel to Towers, because that's how we celebrate on our side. Thanks for all you do. I love when you guys do that. Tunnel to Towers doesn't get any better than that, does it? Tunnel to Towers out there, you know they give more than 95 cents of every dollar to its programs. If you look up nonprofits in this country, that is absurd. It's unheard of. Look at their charity rating. All these other, quote, charities. And they suck up all your money and it goes to the CEO's salary and luxury travel. Tunnel to Towers takes your money and it gets right where they tell you it's going to get to. Go. $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. Go. Give what you can. Fallen first responder families, Gold Star families, homeless veterans. They need us, and Tunnel to Towers is there for them, and they don't waste your money. T2T.org. We'll be back. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. We still have more than an hour left of the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's take a moment, shall we, and enjoy the media actually asking some questions that are fairly valid of Korean diversity hire. You know how we've been going off recently about Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a Nazi, Trump's a Nazi, and then he wins the election and all of a sudden it's, oh, let's get along. Let's have unity. Hey, Trump, come over for dinner. Korean diversity hire had to answer some questions about it.
The president repeatedly referred to Donald Trump as a threat to democracy over and over again. And this morning, though, he said we're all going to be okay. So, was that just political rhetoric?
I mean, if you know the president, you know that him saying we're all going to be okay, he's an optimist, right? He believes when you get knocked down, you get back up. We lost, but we're not defeated, right? We suffered a defeat, but we're not defeated. And that is the president's optimistic nature. And it's very similar to the question that I just got from Karen. The president believes, as you asked me about the threat to democracy, believes in being an obligation to be honest to the American people. And we cannot forget, it wasn't just really quickly, it wasn't just the president who was saying this, right? I mean, you had the former president, now the president-elect, talked about an enemy within, right? He talked about mistreating Americans who disagree with him, about terminating the Constitution. We heard from his former chief of staff, John Kelly. And let's not forget the former defense.
Yeah, didn't answer anything, did she? Oh, it wasn't a one-off.
They're going to wake up the day after the election if Trump won and have their rights stripped away, that democracy would crumble. And the president said today we're going to be okay. So how do you square that?
I can square that. I'm going to square that in a way that hopefully makes sense, because I've been answering this question multiple times. The American people made the decision. There was an election two nights ago. There was. And it was a free and fair election. And we respect the election process. We do. And Americans spoke. And so the job of the president is to make sure we respect that. The job of the president is to make sure that we have a peaceful transfer of power. That is what the American people deserve. And that's what we're going to, it's not complicated. It's truly, truly as simple as that.
Oh, it is truly simple. The simplicity is exactly what I've talked about. Remember the elites in the streets, the division between elite communists and street communists? Elite communists are only in it for money and power, and they're not true believers. And they do have power, and they have to use that power to protect the street communists. The street communists are the true believers. They genuinely believe when they're marching in the streets and throwing poop at each other and gluing themselves to the road and all the other crazy things they do. They believe they're fighting against something, even though they're just street animals. They're mentally broken street animals. And the elites know they need the street animals to do all those things. So what do to them? They lie to them over and over and over again to whip them up in a rabid dog frenzy. They say things like this to them on the news all the time.
I worry about my children's future, especially my daughter, who now has less rights than I have. And I remember my father telling me many, many years ago that I was the first person in his family to enjoy full civil rights. And now I have less civil rights than I had when he told me that.
The young, mentally ill street animals of this country, they hear that kind of rhetoric and they believe it. And all of a sudden there's weeping and gnashing of teeth because of an election. And the elites who put those lies out, most of them never believed it at all. They lie to their mentally broken street animals to get them to do things. Like I said, I've made the comparison many times, and it's true. It's like picking on the special needs kid in school. That's what they do. They mentally break these people, and then they get them to do whatever they want them to do by mentally abusing them. It's freaking evil. It really is evil. It's awful what they do. Jesse, what is it about communism that wants to destroy anything exceptional? Anything exceptional is framed as bad because it makes anyone who isn't exceptional feel bad. I see this everywhere. It's why everything under communism sucks so bad. Movie, art, beauty. Yes, look. I was actually in, we were in the mall a couple weeks ago, and there's a big Victoria's Secret store in the mall. And obviously, when you have young boys, you do the best you can to avoid that store because of the displays that are going to be there. But look, they're teenage boys. We didn't see it coming. We walked right by the Victoria's Secret store. And I see my boys snickering as boys do. And I turn around and look at them snickering. And I know the Victoria's Secret store there. And I think to myself, oh gosh, who's this dime who's half dressed that the boys are making little comments about? And I turn, and it turns out they're not snickering because she's so hot. They're snickering because she looks like she plays left tackle for the Dallas Cowboys, and they have her stuffed in some lingerie on the thing. How in the world did that happen? What did we do? Well, communism believes in the destruction of everything good because communism is of the devil. It is Lucifer's religion. It is. That's why they destroy everything they touch. Whatever they can touch, they destroy it. Whatever is most innocent gets destroyed. That's why they love murdering babies. Whatever is beautiful, they destroy it. That's why they took the Victoria's Secret models and replaced them with Joy Behar. Whatever is successful, they destroy it. Whatever, America. Why would communists sign up to bring in unending hordes of barbarians from across the globe to rape and loot and murder through this country? Because the country is good. Therefore, the country must be destroyed. Communism is a religion. It's Satanism is really what it is. I'm not even close to joking about that. It is. I've seen enough of it. Why do you think they go after the churches so hard? Do I need to remind you about the memo from the Richmond field office of the FBI that we only found out about courtesy of a whistleblower announcing their intention to infiltrate the Catholic Church? Don't think communists stumble into your worship by accident. It's a competing religion for these people. Anyway, we have another couple hours. No, we only have 1 hour. I lost track of time. Crap. Let's talk about DeSantis for AG. Someone wants to know, if my thoughts on Vivek changed? What's up with Utah? All that and so much more. Before we get to that, let's get to chalk. Let's get to jacking your T levels up. Testosterone levels have dropped by 50% in 50 years because of all the crap in our waters and the bottles and the everything. It's awful. What's happening to us is awful. Natural herbal supplements are what we have to use to fight back against it. And the hardcore patriots, the anti-communists at Chalk, well, they're all over that. There are a lot more than male vitality stacks and female vitality stacks. That they have more products than I can possibly list. Is there something in your life you'd like improvement on? Go see what Chalk can do for you. CHOQ.com. And if you have questions, don't think they just sit there and take orders. They actually care. Text them. Call them. 50CHOQ3000. That's 50CHOQ3000. Tell them I told you to call. They will take good care of you. I promise. All right? Another hour next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.